Steve Trinity Resources, ISE 2, Listening 12. You're going to hear a talk about the world of work. You will hear the talk twice. The first time, just listen. Then I'll ask you to tell me generally what the speaker is talking about. Are you ready? Productivity in the office is a big concern for many companies nowadays, and the design of the office is one important factor in how much work gets done. Many modern businesses have chosen an open-plan office, with all the employees working in one large room, instead of small separate offices. This situation brings both benefits and drawbacks. Firstly, the lack of walls or other physical barriers in open-plan office spaces makes it easier for employees to interact with each other on a regular basis. Communication is generally better and more frequent in this type of office. What's more, the increased collaboration resulting from an open-plan workspace can lead to innovation and advancement. Good news for the whole business. Not to mention reducing costs associated with construction, electricity and light. Effectively, it's cheaper to maintain one big room than many small ones. On the downside, the high level of everyday interaction that takes place in an undivided workspace may lead to noise and distractions that make it difficult for employees to focus on their work and conduct business. As a result of this, there could be a decrease in productivity as workers spend more time gossiping at each other's desks instead of working on their own. Lack of privacy is another potential problem with open-plan office spaces, where computer screens are easily visible by those walking by, and telephone conversations are likely to be overheard. This could be a problem when dealing with sensitive information. Having said that, in my opinion, communication is so important in most modern companies that when making this decision, the open office is really the only option. The potential problems can be solved quite easily by using a meeting room for private conversations, for example. So there's no reason not to embrace the modern open office. Can you tell me in one or two sentences what the speaker was talking about? Now listen to the talk again. This time make some notes as you listen if you want to. Then I'll ask you what advantages and disadvantages the speaker mentions about the open plan office. Are you ready? Productivity in the office is a big concern for many companies nowadays, and the design of the office is one important factor in how much work gets done. Many modern businesses have chosen an open plan office, with all the employees working in one large room, instead of small separate offices. This situation brings both benefits and drawbacks. Firstly, the lack of walls or other physical barriers in open-plan office spaces makes it easier for employees to interact with each other on a regular basis. Communication is generally better and more frequent in this type of office. What's more, the increased collaboration resulting from an open-plan workspace can lead to innovation and advancement. Good news for the whole business. Not to mention reducing costs associated with construction, electricity and light. Effectively, it's cheaper to maintain one big room than many small ones. On the downside, the high level of everyday interaction that takes place in an undivided workspace may lead to noise and distractions that make it difficult for employees to focus on their work and conduct business. As a result of this, there could be a decrease in productivity as workers spend more time gossiping at each other's desks instead of working on their own. Lack of privacy is another potential problem with open-plan office spaces, where computer screens are easily visible by those walking by, and telephone conversations are likely to be overheard. This could be a problem when dealing with sensitive information. Having said that, in my opinion, communication is so important in most modern companies that when making this decision, the open office is really the only option. The potential problems can be solved quite easily by using a meeting room for private conversations, for example. So there's no reason not to embrace the modern open office. Now tell me what advantages and disadvantages the speaker mentions about the open plan office. You have 1 minute to talk.